Okay, the topic today, which we're trying to figure out, is it's not a halacha lemaisa share. This is trying to learn from the sugya. Halacha lemaisa, you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. The goal is to understand the sugya a little bit of the topic of the malacha of sita and how it applies specifically to the Rishis Tshuva in regards to baby wipes. Okay.
In regards to what? Baby wipes?
Baby wipes.
Baby wipes.
Okay. The Gemara in Ksubas Davava Mer Aleph brings a phrase which comes up a few places in Shas that the Gemara quotes in the name of Rav, that Rav said, Mesukhra de Nezaisis also laduka biyamatova. Rashi understands that there was an opening in the barrel and they put rags in, worn out garments, rags in to close it up. The Rishonim understand how Kubi Rashi means it also, that there was a spigot, and to sort of tighten around the spigot as it goes into the hole, that it should be tight, they put these rags in. The rags will get wet from the liquid inside of the barrel, and as you squeeze it in, you're squeezing out liquid. So Rav says this is usur to do on Yom Tov and Shabbos also. So Moshe says, B'lachar, that's Uriah, the Rishonim is kavan is usur. He has no intent to squeeze it. So you see, Rabbi Dovah Shani Miskab and Zosir. Smur says, nah, but who are filling Rabbi Shimon Moida? That's the case, even Rabbi Shimon would agree. Rabbi Shimon holds Dovah Shani Miskab and Zosir. But in this case, Rabbi Shimon would agree is Zosir because it's psikration. Why? The Bible, Rabbi Dami Tavai, oh, murder Rabbi Shimon, be psikration, below Yamas. In the case of psikration, it's definitely going to squeeze out, even Rabbi Shimon agrees. So Rav, who said the statement, could hold like Rabbi Shimon, Dovah Shani Miskab and Zosir. In this case, it's Zosir because it's a case of psikration. That's the statement that the Gemara says. Comes along, Tosis brings from the Ben Otam. The Ben Otam, Rashi says the problem here is the problem of Schita. Because the Ben Otam, the third line into the Tosis, underlined in the Tosis, the Schita Mishum Libun, that the Isser of Schita, the Malach of Schita that we're familiar with in Shas, is Libun, is the process of cleansing. I mean, you take a garment which has water in it and you squeeze it out. As the water comes out, it pulls dirt out with it. So that's a malacha of malabin. Well, a shaykh of b'shar mashkim, and malabin is only by water, not by other liquids. The choldavra hamalachlich is barley, any type of liquid which makes that which absorbs it dirty, ganyayin, b'sheikh or b'shemen, lo shaykh libun b'skitosa. It's not considered libun when you squeeze it out. Al dafka b'mayim. The only case, the only liquid which is considered libun is water. And the Ben Otam brings a riot to that his yisoid that there's no din libun by other liquids. Now, then he says, skip down to the first wide line. There seems to be a Gemara which says, not like me. I'm telling you that skit only applies to water. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. Not like that. If a woman who's a yoledes needs oil, and there's no oil in the house where she is, and there's no air of allowing them to carry, so the solution the Gemara says is chaverta mavi'alo abisara, that when another woman goes to another place where there is water, absorbs the oil into her hair, not water, I'm saying oil, absorbs the oil into her hair, comes back to where the yoledes is, squeezes it out of her hair, and she has oil. Okay, so that's how you. So what, as long as it's in the hair, it's absorbed in the hair, it's not considered carrying. So, and then when she squeezes it out, you have oil available. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Well, also the day skita. Mashani ain't skita b'seir. This Tano holds ain't skita b'seir, which is a machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara then discusses, it does the issur of skita apply to hair? But we're talking about oil. Mash for the shaykh, skita b'shemen, that the concept of the malach of schita applies to oil. And he brings another Gemara, which Tosfos understands is referring to oil, squeezing out oil. Therefore, Amar Ben Otam, the Havi Mishum Mefarik, Vasurik Moschita Zesim Anovim, that's a different type of schita. So now the Ben Otam is telling me there's two types of schitas. There's a schita which is because of malabe, and that only applies to water. And whether you want to use use the water which is squeezed out or not, that's irrelevant. And there's another type of schita which is part of under the assert of mefarek of dosh mefarek, which is like squeezing out fruits to get their liquid, or olives and grapes. And v'hachar Rabbeinu Tam. So now So great. So now, over here we're talking about wine, but the problem over here is not malabein, because there's no malabein by wine. The problem is mafarik. So at the rate of time, no. The lekamimra the osim shum mafarik. You can't say over here the problem is mafarik. Kimish nischad harlok leibud, because the liquid which you're squeezing out of the barrel, out of the rag, rather, when you put the rag into the barrel, you're squeezing out that liquid. The liquid falls out onto the ground, and it's harlok leibud. So that liquid is not being used. So like the Reno Tom, so like this. So because of malabein, it doesn't apply to wine, or sheker, to beer. Let's say this barrel is full of beer or wine. Because of mefarek, it's being squeezed out and being wasted. It's not being used. Even though it's psik resha, even though it's definitely going to squeeze out, but still, that's not the melacha mefarek, and that's the sheet of the oruch. Psik resha lo nichalei is mutter. So psikresha, you don't want the liquid going out into the ground. It's useless for you. That's psikresha l'nichole, so that is mutter. So it's mefarik, it's mutter, it's malabin, it's mutter, so why is it also in the Gemara? That's the kash. So that's the shita of the Rebbeinu Tam. There are two types of schita. There's schita because of mefarik, and schita because of malabin. Schita malabin only applies to water, and the usage of the water, the liquid afterwards, is irrelevant, because the malacha isn't getting the water. Malacha is the process of squeezing it out. The skita of mefarik is squeezing out to get the item. If the item is halach leibud, it's not. It's mutter. Tosis goes further down, and Tosis brings. I didn't underline it, but I do mention that there is the opinion of the re here in Tosis. The re's shita is that there is a concept of malabin by other liquids also. Tosis and Shabbos also says that even by wine or other things which are in the bag, but as you squeeze it out, it definitely makes it less dirty. Takes out all of that wine which is there. Takes out some dirt with it. So there is a concept, even though it leaves behind a roshim, but so you're starting the process of leaving. You haven't finished it. So that's also malabin, but the Rebbeinu Tam disagrees with that. So there is malabin by begotim. Okay, that's the sheet of by other liquids. That's the sheet of the re. The re later on, one more point in Tosis mentions that there is a Gemara which seems to discuss this concept of halach leibud. That's the Gemara of Kvoshim Shesachta. A person has a pickled item. He has a pickled tomato. He pickles his tomato, and pulls it out. And it's all liquidy, and it's not really very tasty. So he wants to squeeze his tomato to get some of that liquid out to make it more tasty. Kvoshim Shesachta Lugufan. He's squeezing in order to get benefit for the item, for the tomato. A person is squeezing out oil out of pizza. Right, its goal isn't to use the oil. Its goal is to make the pizza less oily. So that's a Gemara. That's like Kvoshim Shesachton. The loch is Kvoshim Shesachton. The Gufan is Mutter. So Tosis says, why is that? Tosis disagrees with the Oruch. Secret Shalom Nichole is not Mutter. So Tosis says a yisoid that the malach of mefarik is. Well, let's go back to the paradigm of mefarik is threshing. You have a stalk with a kernel of wheat on it, and you thresh it, and you break the kernel of wheat away from the stalk, away from the husk, and now you have the usable kernel. So you have this unusable part, and you're breaking away to get the usable part. So I learned from there and extended the concept to squeezing out a grape. In the squeezing the grape, we'll say it's also parallel. The parallel is the grape functions like the husk. The wine coming out functions like the kernel, and when you squeeze it, you're breaking apart this wine which was attached to the grape, like the kernel which is attached to the husk. So that's similar. But let's say I squeeze it and I have no use for the liquid. So which part of this is comparable to the melach of threshing? At threshing over here, there's a usable item which is attached to an unusable or this unwanted item, and you're breaking them apart, and that's the malacha. Over here, I'm breaking apart two things, but there's no malacha involved because the liquid is coming out I don't want to use. So what part is called the breaking away from the other thing to make it get what I want? There's nothing there. So it's not malacha shel gufa, it's just not the malacha at all. It's comparable to like the Mor says in Beya, a person takes a food and breaks it in half, it's not called mefarik. Well, I broke apart this part of the apple from that part of the apple. That's ridiculous. It's cutting an apple in half. It's not mefarik. So that's a different concept. Okay, so that's So this ibud does have a place in halacha. Halacha l'maisa does have a place in halacha, but that's specifically addressing mefarik, not because of halacha in a sikla gufa, not because of sikra shel nichalei, because it's not mefarik. Period. Okay, that is the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says comes up by liquids in a baggid, only water, and everything else is totally mutter. So this gemara can't be also because of malabe. It can't be also because of mefarik. So the Rabbeinu Tam has a problem. Why the gemara is us? We're not going to. Now the Beis Yosef from page 2, Beis Yosef brings that the Ran agrees with Tosis that it's not the Isser can't be like you can't learn like the Aruch. And he also says like Tosis it can't be al mefarik because it's Tochel Ibud. So what is the problem? So there's a lot of underlined lines. I do not want to read all of them. So if you look where the first part of the Beis Yosef, which is underlines, about two lines before Harava Magid, Yeshalimar. So he builds up the question. So why? What's the problem? The Enoch Anami. It's not malacha the raisa. El meal kiman the kasachet b'mashkin shederach schita behen mitzvah mirabban. So it'll be an issur rabban. So if I take a beggar with other liquids and I squeeze them out, it'll be an issur rabban. Not an issur the raisa, an issur rabban. So according to the Rebbeinu Tam, it's only mutter to squeeze out a beggar from other liquids because a case with a halakha ibud because it's not mefarik, it's not malabe. And according to the Ran, it'll be asur mirabbanan. To squeeze out a beggar from other liquids will be asur mirabbanan. Comes along the Rava Magid, and he quotes over here that the Rebbeinu Tam. He says like this: Yesh, there says before should write the God the skita. The other two types of skita, but beggar, kadiv, Rebbeinu Tam. There's mafarik issues. There are malaban issues. By water, it's a question of. Of malabe and other liquids, if you want to use a liquid, it would be mefarik. The habi mishum dosh and osur el kashak mashkan yotzen eno herchon libu, but it's only if you want to use them. Was a nearer, not just that's a rash, but the rash also agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. Aval Ramban, because of the secha peiris, habi told of the mefarik, with sarach le mashkan, reindishal abigdul karka. And that's a rule that there's no din of mefarik. Skita of mefarik by something which does not grow from the ground. But sechah beged, so being squeezing out a beged is not mefarik. But it's told us tzveya kederech malabein, who adin nami b'chol shemachabes b'memayim b'meyayin, who shemiskabes a beged b'kachmat. So there's a little bit of cleansing process, which like the Ri says, so the Ramban says there is malabein by other liquids, but there's not mefarik at all. And the Beis Yosef says, I don't understand the Ramban. What he's putting Tzevei and Malabin together, I don't know what he's talking about. But the Maisa, the Rambam also seems in the kind of like that. So we have the Ramban and the Rambam, that there's no Mefarik by a Beged. You have the Rebbeinu Tam, which says there's Mefarik by a Beged if you want to use a liquid. But there's no Malabin if it's other liquids. You have the Ran, that it's also because of Malabin, Mirabonin, by other liquids, even if you don't want to use the liquid. So according to the Ramban, any liquid is going to be a problem of Malabin. According to the Ran, any liquid will be a problem of malabim lismi rabbanon. And according to the Rebbeinu Tam, if it's halach leibud and it's not water, it's mutter.
So what is the tzaveya? How's that?
The tzaveya. He says he doesn't understand how the Ramban is mixing in tzaveya over here.
He's equating it to malabim.
Right. He seems to connect the two, which that's difficult to understand. Okay. Page 3. You just. Page 3, the Beis Yosef just points out that the Torah put together in Simen Shin Chav, the lochas of Schita on Peiris, the lochas of Schita on Begadim, it's really two apples and oranges. This is Mefarik and this is Malabe. Even though the Iker Schita is Peiris is because of Dosh, Iser Schita is Begadim is Mishum Mechabes. So two of the malachas, mechabes malabin, kosh kazar Rambam. Kostum Rabbeinu b'simen echa mishum l'shem schita achasi. The mice of the Torah put it together in one simen because people's, that's called schita, squeezing something, all squeezing is similar in people's minds, but really they're totally two different concepts. Don't mix them up, they're really two different concepts. Don't make a mistake to put it together in one simen. They're really two different things. There's schita of peiris and that's mefarik. There's schita of begadim and that's malabein. Never the twain shall meet. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch in page 4, the Shulchan Aruch in the Zimin Shin Chof quotes this halach of Chavash Apakach of the Pak Shal Pishtun to close up the hole. So some say you're allowed to take it out, even though when you're taking it out you're squeezing. But who shall ye tacht of kli? There's nothing catching it, so it's halach libur. So that's the oruch. Speak reisha l'nichale. It's mutter. Malaben. It's not. It's wine. Mafarik. It's not. It's hakli ibur. It's speak reisha l'nichale and it's mutter. But chol kulam. Like the shulchan aruch, everybody argues in him. Rambam the afal gad l'nichale. Kim the speak reisha who is aser. V'olam noigin hetzer. But other people are mekel. V'shalam aleim schus the kim shabarza arucha chutz l'naris. There is a spigot. Beyond there, vein yod megas the nervous. You don't touch it. Mutter that meat. It's mutter because it's like case of besachiza, and you're not really touching, not really squeezing it. But the fish ain't tanezu chazaka. Yesh legam ben batoyev telanigam shelo yehei kli tachas achavas b'shasha parikim anekev. You better make sure that there's nothing there to catch it. The ma'isa, so Shulchan Aruch brings the aruch and says the minigarden was like the aruch. And that people do it, and he's not 100% comfortable with it. The Maisa comes along, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, and they say that we don't pass him like the Aruch alone, but we could argue there are other possibilities of Heter over here. The Taz quotes when it's Tartu L'Tivusa, that you have to, when it's two things, two sudden that it's possible and it's mutter. So case of halachal ibud, so you be semach on the first opinion that there's no din libun on which is a venal town. There's no din libun on liquids which are other than water, and it's halachal ibud, so. And it's bar zarucha, but it's not clear that it's going to squeeze. Then he brings the Ran. The Ran says that there is two types of schita. It's also mirabonin, etc. He doesn't like it. It's also mirabonin to it. So the two shitas that are brought in halacha are the Ben Otam / Oruch and the Ran. The Ramban shita, there's a din of din of malabim by other liquids. Is not brought as a sheet in halacha. Okay. One more thought I want to talk about over here is on the more in the kuvim. Hey, a question yourself on the gufon. So the more says, if you squeeze it out, you want to use the liquid. You take this pickle, and you squeeze it out because you want to use the liquid of the pickle. So the more says you're potter. So Rashi says potter shein's a mafarik. Why isn't it mafarik? I want to use the liquid. I have liquid inside of the pickle. I'm squeezing out the pickle to get the liquid. That's mamash mefarik. That's squeezing out the grape to get the juice. And she says, no. Shein amaska zeh ayotzi min hakvoshim. Shein mefarik, shein amaska zeh ayotzi min hakvoshim. It's not really from the pickle. It's water. Shel gadol b'sarach. It didn't grow there originally. I will usher out to say, no, it's exer d'rabbanan. But really, min harais, it can't be mefarik because this liquid, which is inside of the pickle, wasn't there originally. Mefarik is you have the original item that grew, and it grew with the grape, with the juice, and you break them apart. That's mefarik. I take a cucumber, I inject water inside of it, and then I squeeze the water back out. That's not mefarik. Important Rashi. Tosfos goes along and says that Pirush Hakodesh Dasi, the Pirush Mishum Dasi Amashka Me'alma Kasha. The Rebbe, the Tosfos has a kasha on that. The Gemara says you can't put the udra puma the shisha shema yischit. I feel a sucker like it's the raisa. But even if you squeeze it out, it's like it's the raisa because that wasn't the original water. Now Tosfos seems to be putting together a breida min a klotz, because that's the more that was talking about the problem squeezing out water. The problem with this is malabe. Rashi never said by malabe and it doesn't apply. Rashi said by mefarik it doesn't apply. So Rashi seems to say that the Tosfos says it's shared from a Gemara, but the Chara, that Gemara over there is really referring that's a Gemara is referring to Malabain, which Malabain, the fact that it's not there originally is fine. That's how you wash clothes. You take clothes, put water in them, and squeeze it out. That's Malabain. So the fact that that's not the original, it didn't grow in there, is irrelevant when it comes to Malabain. But so Tosfos says Halacha L'maaseh is not like, Tosfos holds that Rashi is wrong, and Mefarik applies even to the new liquids that are introduced into it. And let's go back and think about that for a second. The Rabbeinu Tam also holds like that. Because Rabbeinu Tam says, why isn't it mefarik over here? Because it's lo nichale. Well, we're talking about the wine which got absorbed into the baggage, into the rag. So he says, well, it's not mefarik because the Ran, I agree with you, but it's only because it's tzarichu ibud. Well, why don't you tell me it's not the original liquid? So it's not mefarik. So you see that this idea which Rashi is saying, the Rabbeinu Tam does not agree with it. The Ran doesn't agree with it. The Ramban also, when he argues, he says it has to be gedulei karka. He doesn't say this new point because it's a brand new thing which grew introduced later on. That's not his point. He says because it's a ruling. Dishal gedulei karka. So this idea of Rashi, none of the other Rishonim seem to agree with. But let's hold it for a second because this idea might be very important. Okay, Tzir Moshe Shuvah. Okay, now this tshuva for Moshe is it? Ein disha ela begdulei karka. Okay, this is it's a series of tshuvas that Moshe wrote. Moshe wrote this tshuva, if I recall correctly, it was written in Tavshin Chav Beis, 1962. That's what you have to understand. The baby wipes didn't exist yet. Moshe wrote the tshuva. That wasn't his case. So you want to soak paper in water. I don't know what paper means. I don't know. Russian. He says paper. I don't know. We don't know what paper means exactly. Paper towels were also just introduced, you know. He says paper. Pasha chain lesser. It's not a problem. You're going to throw the paper out. You say, well, I'm cleaning out the paper. When I squeeze out the water, I'm cleaning out the paper. So I have cleaner paper. I'm throwing the paper away. I'm not doing any tikkun on the paper because I don't need the paper. Throwing the paper away. There's no tikkun involved in the paper. You can't discuss a problem of malabin. So malabin is going to be irrelevant. You missed the good part.
Thank you.
We're on page 7. All right, so malabin doesn't apply. Vavim hunu yorshin nishar kayim. Well, you know, maybe you're not throwing the paper out. You plan to keep the paper. Water doesn't make it cleaner. By soaking paper in water, it makes it worse. So you can't say that the squeezing paper, you've done a tikkun of libun in the paper. So that's not a problem. When you soak it in water, your goal is, you know, you have no specific interest about to squeeze it out to make it better, etc. I think that's what he means. Okay. So maybe there's a dare you might squeeze it out. If the water is going to cause it, I'm throwing it out anyway, why do we need to squeeze it out? Okay. So there's no problem of malabin. Maybe there's mefarik, right? Maybe there's a sort of mefarik. See, quotes there's a concept of skita called of mefarik. Skita so actually ikagam in the yor. Maybe that applies to paper also. Alva mistar, but the yor ain lahash zel the skita lo nivla besech in the yor. The water does not get absorbed in the paper. Va'av shal kuponim yesh lesser mirabonan dogam besar shavari lo nivla osim mirabonan kedisa b'magim mishna berites. We pass in Yeshkita Basar, even though it doesn't really get absorbed into the hair. It's just like trapped between the hairs. It's like you're squeezing out a brush, the bristles, it's really just trapped over there. That's also made up on it. Kavacham kimash ena basach kali. We got ein derech lischut mayim in your klal. We don't normally squeeze out water for the purpose of using it. It's the gzera, that's a derabonin. It's a gzera because you might come to squeeze something out Well, it's not really comparable to the normal case, because you don't usually squeeze out these type of things. It's not really, you don't squeeze it out for the purpose of getting the liquid. You don't squeeze it out for the purpose of cleaning. That's not your goal, is to squeeze it out to get to use the liquid. I would say that it's mutter. If you have two arguments why it's okay, it's okay. There's two arguments why it's okay, so we're good. Come after the lack of secret in the yard, it's not definite, you're going to squeeze. You don't hold it tight. If you just hold it lightly, if your kavanah isn't for skita, so then it's mutter. So very not clear what exactly Rav Moshe was talking about. What exactly with this goal over here? You're wedding this. What type of paper is he talking about? What exactly was your goal? Why you're wedding it? He's saying that you're not mechavan to squeeze it. So why are you wedding it? Right? It's not a psikresha. Liquid's going to come out. Why isn't a psikresha going to come out? You're holding it lightly. Very not clear too what Rav Moshe is talking about. Okay. So there's a few of the contemporary poskim trying to grapple with what exactly Rav Moshe was talking about. So the next page 8 is a piece from Rebelsky Shlita, that he wants to make a suggestion what Rav Moshe is referring to, and he says at the end of the day, if you want to be rely on Rav Moshe, he says, I would say you better make sure that you know what Rav Moshe's case was, and that your case is the same as Rav Moshe's case. So what's the case that he says like this? He says like this. Marana gram feinchins that's out. Nokal locha shemagvonim shema oid retuvim. Do you have wipes or paper towels which are very wet? Mutli shemesh v'em b'shabes. You ought to use them on Shabbos. Kimer shekol pulas aniku and nasal yedei amayim shemechutz l'migvonim. Because it's the water. There's no water absorbed. The Rambam says it's only the outside. You might squeeze out some water which is in there also. You don't need that water. You have enough water on the outside. There's enough liquid on the outside to squeeze. So that's psikresha. It's not a psikresha. It's lo nicholei. You're not mekamen for it. B'mikra shemagvan en rotev. It's not so wet, and the only way you're going to get is by squeezing it. It's been sitting for a little bit. It's drying out already. Oh, yitzarach lenoizel shemufnim. Then you're going to need the liquid inside, and that's a problem. Now, kayoim shaharbe mehav megvoinim hem ovim v'rever retivus svuga b'soichem. Nowadays we have thick wipes or thick. In other words, I think he's picturing the towelettes. You get them on the plane. It's a hard type of paper. It's wet on the outside. There's not really too much squeeze. It's a lot of liquid on the outside. It drips off of it. And you wipe it. You know, you don't really need the squeeze to get that out. So a towelette is what, you know, sounds more comparable to Ramosha's case. But a wipe, which is, there's a lot of liquid. It's more on the consistency of a garment. It has a certain feel of material. There's a lot of liquid inside. Then you press it on the. You press it down. You're squeezing. Zatzal yivar bevados gemura shemagvoinim shebiyodoy matimim loisim shehiter maran hagram zatzal. You better make sure that the ones that you have are the ones Rav Moshe was talking about. Rav Moshe, the baby wipes didn't exist in Rav Moshe's time. He took a piece of paper. He took a piece of paper which is hard, and there's water on the outside. Nothing gets absorbed inside. He says, "So what are you comparing? You're comparing the apples and oranges." However, schitim in New York. He said, "Imut laharti mim chatas in New York tissue." Take a tissue paper. Well, nagibu achrakach and use it. I can hear argument that that's mutter. Nay, because there's two types of skita. One is libun, which doesn't apply to tissues, like Rav Moshe says. It falls apart. It's not possible libun. Oh, that second problem is the skita mefarik. Of course, that doesn't apply if you wet it so much that there's so much water on the outside that you don't need the squeeze. So then, that would be, there I understand Rav Moshe's argument. So a person wants to take a tissue, a piece of tissue, and wet it totally to the point that it's totally wet on the outside. You don't really need to squeeze. I hear Rav Moshe's argument. That would be mud. So he says, okay.
So what if your wipes that you don't have to squeeze? They're so liquidous.
And the problem is, see, Rav Moshe's heter was that's not a psik ratio. And I don't think that's true. Unless you're going to do it so lightly, I don't think it's possible to do that. Remember that, though, because it's hard paper. You have to really press hard to squeeze. This thing, it's like the sponge. How are you going to hold it without squeezing it? So you have to make like a special holder, like this. It's a sponge. Really wet baby wipes are a sponge. You touch them.
And it's dependent on what's coming from inside.
So even sometimes you open up the brand new thing before it dries out at all, you open it really wet on the outside. I can hear that. That's an argument. I can hear that. So maybe, but I still think it's a psychration. I don't know how it's not a psychration.
What if you had ones that are more dry and they're not going to squeeze so much because they're already dried out a little bit?
I don't know, but that's what Rebelsky's telling over there. You want to squeeze it because you want to get the liquid from the inside out.
But let's say you have drier ones that it would take such a squeeze that it's not shy. You're not going to do that because that's going to be schita.
And Echonami, if you get to the point it's so dry that it won't be tvech avanas atvich, so it's not schita. Echonami, it's mutter. The only problem is we're not going to get involved. And there's a Ramah in Hilchos Yom Kippur. It's a Gemara in Yuma. I want to go before Yom Kippur and take a towel and dry it out before Yom Kippur, so it'll remain like moist to the point that it's not considered Malach of Rechitza. It's not tefiach, and I'll wipe it on myself and the next day to cool off. Ramah says it's also because you're afraid you might not squeeze it out well enough. So a lot of the person grapple with this idea of squeezing out baby wipes before Shabbos. The chart should be also out that Gemara and Yuma and that Ramah. It's a separate issue. So if you dry it out totally, I think that's mutter, because your goal is to dry it.
Right.
If your goal is to keep it wet a little bit, so that's the Ramah, then you can't do that, because you're not going to dry it enough. So that's a problem. Now, this is the next number 9 is a piece from Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohn in the back of his English art school book called Children in Halacha, and he has a fascinating. He asks a lot of the questions in Ramosha, and then he brings an interesting piece from Rabbi Reuven Feinstein and Rabbi David Feinstein about what Ramosha was referring to. Now I don't know whether they're saying this based on their own logic or they're saying this based on what Ramosha told them. I don't know, but this is what they said. So he brings the questions. Chad, number 1. The masha costed the maim lo nivlu b'secha niyor. It doesn't absorb. Hanachazin and the head of the maim nivlu sharper b'secha niyor. We see that it does absorb. So our baby wives are not what Rashi is talking about. It does absorb. Gamasha costed says then nashav halach leibud. And Rashi says the head is halach leibud. Now what does halach leibud mean? Halach leibud means I don't want the liquid. What do you mean I don't want the liquid? I want the liquid to come out because I want to use it. I want to squeeze out the liquid and use it. That's halach leibud means the case over there of the Ramah. I'm squeezing of the Rabbeinu Tam. I'm squeezing the rag in the hole to tighten to block up the hole, and while I'm doing that, some water is falling onto the ground. That's halach leibud. Over here, I want the water to come out because I want to wipe with it. That's not halach leibud. Yeshel Lahavin Lama Bemes Neshel is a halach leibud, which Rav Shlomo Zalman discussed. The case with Rav Shlomo Zalman's case was soaking up a cotton swab, a cotton ball with alcohol to wipe the case of the person that was a person getting a shot on needed to get a shot on Shabbos. So can you take the a cotton ball, soak it in alcohol, and wipe it on the skins? He says that's schita.
It is schita.
Shabbos says it's schita. Why? It's halach leibud. The alcohol is not used afterwards. Yeah, but my goal right now is to get the alcohol out to clean the arms. So how is this halach leibud? Oitzach lehoven the gavur the marriage igros moishah shorotzim lanakech as a shulchan lama nefesh zel enem iskaben. What do you mean enem iskaben? I want the water there. Halachar who roitzim beschitas amayim kele kanech as a shulchan. I want to clean up the table. And furthermore, he says that the heter is because it's tartar l'tivusa. And you look at the case of tartar l'tivusa, the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter, and the Taz says it's mutter only in the case of psik reshes lo nichole. We don't rely on the Aruch as psik reshes lo nichole, but if there's another tzad heter, we rely on the Aruch. That's a case of psik reshes lo nichole. But not if you're mechavein. So why are we assuming it's a case of enem mechavein? Why are we assuming it's a case of lo nichole? I like the liquid there. I want the liquid there. But I'm asking the health of a trade to boost the bottom. I want the liquid to come out to clean the table. Who writes it in Mayim? Yetzim in New York. So what does immersion mean that it's mutter? So immersion is very difficult. He brings it that Rafalk asks all these questions on immersion. Rafelder asks all the questions on immersion, etc. Okay. The Gardner pays the Falk Shom. Cause of the first year, gives much. The paragraph on the bottom. My ring, the kinuach cal. The case was it was a light kinuach. Shena el isuf hirurim. The case was it was a table, and there was crumbs on the table. My goal wasn't to wipe off the sticky parts. My goal was to grab pick up the crumbs. Crumbs stick to something wet, so if I wet the paper, the crumbs will stick to it. So it's much easier to pick up the crumbs. El isuf hirurim the shirayim shel hashulchan. Bli kinuach dovra shenid bekmar. My goal isn't to clean off the things which stuck on the table, the sash hashulchan to the table. You take a piece of lach, a wet rag. But the tivus is smart, so that the crumbs will stick to the wetness. You have no need for squeezing out water in that case. Then come shum pulas niku. You're not really cleaning the table. You're just gathering the crumbs. So even if you do squeeze out, it's psikreshul ichmas. I don't need it. So that's the case of the oruch. They both say that's the case of immersion. Oh, so now I answer all my questions on immersion. Now, except the only question is, what do you mean it doesn't absorb? It does absorb. Skip down to like four lines from the bottom. The niyar in a baleya, it doesn't absorb. You're talking about paper which doesn't absorb. Can come on New York toilet. My mina kosher hard tissue paper. Let me your rack, not soft ones, the swugi, which is spongy. The boy ain't shum have a mina. There's no possibility. The nivla boy mine, which doesn't absorb. But New York she no swugi. Shem the nivla boy mine. But something which is not spongy, I understand. Can shemati megoyin Reuven Feinstein the Yerkazel Dibra Igris Moshe. I'm sorry, not Reuven. Reuven says that was a case of the Moshe's paper. So anybody who is saying, comparing a Moshe's case of the paper to the case of a baby wipe, it's not a fair comparison. Maybe a towelette is a comparison, but a baby wipe, Moshe wasn't talking about that. Okay.
It's thick.
It's spongy. It absorbs. It's more like any other. We pass on Yiskit to Basar. It's not less than Sar. The person tells me, I shouldn't use a brush to clean up my baby bottle, unless it's very wide bristles, because otherwise you have a problem, you trap water in it. I can't use a sponge because I'm trapping water in it. I can't use the Scotch Brights unless it's very wide because it's trapping water in it. I'm Akbaran. But baby wipes, no, it doesn't absorb any water. Okay, you know, he's playing games. That's not true. It traps the same. Even if something doesn't absorb water, some synthetic things don't absorb water. It's made out of synthetic things. But it traps water, that's Schita Basar. At least.
How old is Revelations 2?
1962. If I recall correctly.
So that was a whole complete different.
They didn't have baby wipes in 1962, you know. Okay. The Shem Shabbos Gilchus is interesting. He passes a fascinating piece of Shem Shabbos Gilchus. And this is in Perkei Dalet, Ois Lamed Zayin, in the new Madura, it's Lamed Zayin, the old one thing was Lamed Gimel. Yeshmokum lahokal kenech tinuch. There's an argument that it's permitted. You can be lenient and clean a child. Lenagav is upon him or yadayim to wash your face and your hands. Bemimchatoit lachot with wet type of a tissue. Elon hanesus meniyor v'lomi bad. If it's made from paper, not if it's made from cloth. Mavashal yischur b'yadayim as a mimchato. You can't squeeze it intentionally. Well, you connect because you can't press down hard. Then, if you do that lightly, we can assume that the liquid inside does not squeeze out. It's not considered skita. Okay. So he says on the bottom, Shemati meigern rishon mazam and orbech tzatzal. The ein anoizlim nitzchotim mina mimchatat haniyor. Hovim lo yischotem lo yetsishum amoshes mimashem. You don't squeeze, no liquid comes out. And that's like the case over there in Tafreshut Gimel, Then, which it says, then Elamara is a magma, he's just taking this semi-wet item, putting it on your eyes, which is mut. Even your success in the secretion. But Achef Shalodin, now that was after someone said in the original version of the Shemir Shabbos Ketosa. Later on, they added what's called Sofas and Miluyim, and in the new Madur, they put the Sofas and Miluyim back into the actual text. So this now is the piece which he added later on. Even if you do it hard, the kimin shaniyar by nischet kol harach leibud, you throw the whole thing out. You left with a nice smell. Ain't b'mamish, which is nothing. After saying the derma klalim afarik, it's not mafarik. Shenishu be'en kelish tamish be'achach. You want to use it? Ach, we come welcome and raise a derma lenigu v'tzemer gefen shetovu b'mayim b'alcohol shekzavti b'mokam achra da osem shem mafarik. L'maisa, if you do it hard, you're going to get involved in my cotton ball, which I pass on to sister.
What do you mean it's ainbo mamish? I mean, what's left in the wipe?
No, it's left on the skin. You don't leave any. You don't end up with any liquid there. So that's what Shlomo Zalman says. So interesting argument. He says if you do it, you squeeze, push down hard. I think I can hear maybe an argument that's mutter. I'm not going to tell you that's mutter. The same way Paskins that the case of the cotton ball is also this is like the cotton ball, but to do it lightly where it's not guaranteed that it's going to squeeze anything out. So I can hear that he says that if they believe that as long as it's made out of paper, not made out of bad, and you do it lightly, so even though it's not a secret, it's going to come out. So then he holds it as mutu. So Shmuel Shabbos also holds that case as mutu.
Now, out of what?
Now what's interesting? That bad meaning cloth. Now the next page 11 is that piece from Shlomo Zalman about the cotton ball. The Tzitz Eliezer said using the cotton ball was mutter, and Shlomo Zalman put it back. How can you say that it's mutter? Tzitz Eliezer says back. I don't know what you're asking me. I also said that's not mutter. But I meant to say in a case where there was a lot of liquid on the outside, and you don't need a little bit of alcohol to clean it off, you have no need to squeeze to get it out, that's the case I meant this mutter. And if not, you have to squeeze to get it out, there's no shallow, that's going to be also. And then even if you know, that would be definitely a problem, and then you also have the case of the din of the Ramah, you can't rely that you're not going to squeeze. So that's a problem.
What if you pour a little liquid on first, independently?
So the argument would be, the best way, I think the best way to do use baby wipes is let them try them out before Shabbos. They said they're totally dry. Or even they're slightly moist, but your goal is to dry them out. So then the fact that there's moisture there is not your point. Then on Shabbos, put liquid on the baby directly, and then use the wipe has two advantages. It has liquid in it, and also it's a nice type of cloth to use the wipe. It's a nice, it's strong. So put the liquid on the baby and then wipe. So then your goal isn't squeezing, your goal is cleaning. You know, that's not a problem.
Spray a bottle on the baby,
you know, or put the oil, you want to use baby oil on the baby, whatever you're putting on the baby, put it directly on the baby, and then clean, right? Comes along the...
Is there, you can't rely that you're not going to squeeze.
That's in the month, in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Now, so, take a look over here, pages from the Archa Shabbos, so he brings Ramosha, Yeshlaim Bedvorov. Again, where do we know it's... Why is it called Hilchos Yibud? You want to use the liquid. Most cases, you want to clean the baby well. There's not necessarily enough liquid on top and the outside that you know that you want the liquid coming out also. The first wipe, you take it out, when you first open it up, it's wet enough. After the second wipe, you can't even guarantee that anymore. Unless you're mocked, but immediately to close it, that you're getting involved in something like that, which is difficult. Now he brings over here from Shlomo Zalman, that if Shlomo Zalman used to be mocked to the people, you're allowed to use baby wipes. He wrote a tshuva lehetter. La'achar she'etzanu lefon of his divrei ha'mumchim she'ivur lehalon. Rabbi Reuben was Shlomo Zalman's a Talmud and also he's a nephew. Went and discussed it with experts how it works. Went back to Shlomo Zalman. Shmano Shahar Bazelis. I was Matziah to him. I told him about this opinion of the experts how it works, and Shlomo Zalman said it was also. So that Shuva, Shlomo Zalman says, his mutter is no longer a local Lamaisi. He says, I'm telling you, look, that he did not say Hetter. Now, the language of a Shmano Shahar Bazelis means that he didn't tell me directly. It means I heard afterwards from other people that once I told him what I said, he told other people that it's awesome. So he never told me directly, I heard that. So again, it's secondhand. It's important to keep in mind. So what is this? What is this? This mumchos that they said. So on page 14, he quotes like this. He says that. Okay, so number of it's like this. Shalach Rayna, anybody has to go, please. Let me go. I've heard from people that say that it doesn't really absorb liquid. It's on the outside, it's on the inside. Therefore, they said, it's like squeezing a nylon bag which has liquid inside while you're taking outside. That's the same thing. So, that's how they argue. They went to the expert and explained to me how does it work. Now they tested it. So it's from a type of a cotton celluloid which absorbs liquid. Vashar and other types of things that are made from is Haim Kremia Mahadvoka. They're sitting to hold it together because since it's not natural cotton, it's pieces. They're not woven. Biru, they explain, so Seder Sfikas and Nozim, but Begonim Shiesh Behem Sibis Sivim Shasafkim and Nozim Hulukilalon. Things which absorb the liquid works like this. Tchil Nathasim and Nozim, the Seik Mibna Hasivim. It goes into the actual, absorbed into the fibers. See, me'elu me'megiim le'nekuvus revoya. When they get full, if nosim and nosim benosim, it goes between the fibers. V'hamakam zeb mismal and nimsam. Then nosim me'mechutz achmaskinam mitatev. Then it goes on the outside. Usertim as a begodim, and now when you squeeze them, yotzim itkila hanosim shenitzu b'achron. The ones who went in last go out first, which is the liquid on the surface. And shenitzu yotzim nosim shem'al abeget. Or masher bein asim, and then what's in between the fibers? Then that was what's in the fibers. Ben hegem, if hegem was that bein beggar, tzemer a kosno minchutzatanal. There's no difference between a wool garment, a cotton garment, or these wipes. Rak bebegadim shasim mitchermes sinteti ein sviga b'soich mivna hasiv. But if it's not a natural fiber, it's a man-made fiber. It doesn't absorb into the fiber. But only between the fibers and on the outside. That's what they said. So commercial just like beggar rogel, we all agree that you can't take a garment. I want to take my towel, which is wet, and wipe it on the kid. No, that's us. So the mashkim comes out because it's between the fibers. Well, between the fibers is also us. That's like the case of a hair. So the same thing over here with these mimchutzot. See, he comes out, he holds it, that I don't see how you have to use it, especially the different types of mimchutzot. Some are, the liquid stays on the outside, some goes inside. Saying a psak l'rabim, that such a thing is heter, he feels is considered, is being acting very negligently. How you can allow, so baby wipes are mutter. Not all baby wipes are mutter. Some are mutter, some are mutter. Some, the liquid's on the outside, some liquid's on the inside. Go along with such a thing, and he says that Rosham Zaman also, after hearing what he said, took back his heter. So Ramosha's heter, I think, is very tentative to apply to baby wipes. Ramosha's case, like Reuven said, was not this type of paper.
Absolutely,
it's right. The only thing is Rebelsky said, if you want to take a tissue and soak it, it's soaking. It doesn't really absorb inside. The taka doesn't really absorb inside a tissue. It falls apart from the water. It doesn't really absorb. And it's so wet that it's on the outside, and you want to move it lightly, okay, that's maybe a Ramosha's heter. So maybe a towelette, a really wet towelette, you open up the thing, and it's all dripping, you want to wipe it on your face, that would be mutter. That would be similar to Ramosha's case.
So if there was a baby wipe that was it was not absorbent on the inside, but it was wet on the outside, that would be mutter?
That would be mutter if there's such a thing. I don't know whether such a thing exists. Right? Because again, Ramosha's assumption that it's lo nichale and it's helach l'ibud, even though helach l'ibud, I skipped a page over there, is that called helach l'ibud? So There's a piece from the Hartzvi on that. The Hartzvi had raised that as a question. Is that called Hoylech Leibud? Shlomo Zalman doesn't. Right now, you want to use it. So, if there's any potential for squeezing anything out of there which you really would want, like, and that's your kavana, subsecretion becomes irrelevant. That's your kavana. You want as much liquid as you can get. Well, I have enough. So no, I want to clean the baby well. I want whatever I can get. So that's hard to say. It's not even miskaven. So you tell me, well, it really doesn't absorb. So you have to go really test it and find out it really doesn't absorb. And then you could argue that the argument that's not much. Till then, I think your person have. Now, is it the rice of Ravona? That'll depend. You know, it might depend on this the Ran and versus the Red Otam. It's not Hoylech Leibud. Shemar Tam holds the finish of the rice of Mafarik. According to the Ran, might be the Rabbanon.
It's not
if he says not Hoylech Leibud, so it might be it's the Raisa. So you don't know, potentially something is the Raisa. I don't see how a person could go just easily and say the paper wipes him up. Again, it's not a local Maisa shiur. This is, you have to ask your local Rabbi.